together with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Jerry Ta. Jerry is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hey, Jerry, how's it going today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. Jerry, let's go ahead and start into the questions. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background, kind of how you got started?
Okay. Well, I've always had one rental property. It was a property that I actually grew up in. There's no mortgage on it, and it's fully paid off. So I get pretty nice cash flow from that property. But, you know, just kind of looking around, I always knew that in some way that, you know, there's money to be made from real estate. Actually, one of my best buddies ended up investing in rental homes, and he kind of got me into it and kind of provided me some information on how he was able to obtain these homes and renting them out. And that's kind of how I got into rental, investing into real estate.
Okay. What problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
I think the biggest problem was, you know, just finding the right deals out there. There's a lot of resources as far as, you know, looking for homes and stuff, but just having deals just kind of come to you on a daily basis, I think MyHouseDeals kind of satisfies that problem.
Okay. How did you find deals before?
You know, I reached out to a lot of real estate agents. I looked every day on the Houston Association of Realtors website, the HAR.com website, and it was very time consuming. I reached out to a lot of wholesalers whom also post on My House Deals, and I was always looking for new wholesalers to be able to, you know, build a relationship with. And with My House Deals, it kind of facilitates that whole process in which the wholesalers post deals on there, and then you can just look on there really quickly for good deals.
Okay. Do you invest full-time or part-time, and approximately how many hours are you able to spend per week on your investing activities?
I actually only spend part-time relating to investing. I do have a full-time job as an accountant, so I do invest quite a bit of time. I find it a little bit addicting to actually look at homes constantly also at the same time, and I just feel like there's a lot of value captured within real estate that, you know, if you do it right, you can make, you know, a very decent amount of money from real estate. So even though I probably spend a little bit more time than I should, but I just find it addicting.
How would you say that you spend most of your time? Would it be looking for deals?
I still look for deals every day. Even on the HAR website, I check My House Deals every day. You know, I wait. I'm always waiting for that email from My House Deals to kind of send me the deals that came in on a specific date. I basically look everywhere from wholesalers' websites that I've talked to before. So I'm always looking for deals.
Can you tell me about how many properties you looked at before you decided on the one that you purchased?
I'll say I looked at probably hundreds of properties. I run comps on like hundreds of properties before, you know, I feel like I have a good property, to go at.
When you purchased the deal that you did you do anything in particular to make the seller confident that you could actually close on the property? Was there anything you said or?
Yeah, actually, the seller, the story of this house kind of came about was that I think it was posted on like Friday or Saturday or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually saw it on Sunday, and I contacted the seller immediately. He gave me the lockbox code. I went out and looked at the house, and that night we executed the contract on Sunday night. And I think what made him very confident was that I had a relationship with one of the hard money lenders, Red Door Funding, already, whom he was also familiar with. I knew my name. I had done, you know, a deal with that Red Door before. And the seller, knowing that, he felt confident that I could close on the deal.
So you closed on that one quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we executed the contract, and I think a week later, we had went to the title company and closed out within a week.
Wow. Did you find the information for Red Door Funding on the Hard Money Lenders Rolodex that we have on the website?
No, I was actually referred to Red Door Funding by another investor.
Oh, okay. So what are your plans for your current deal?
This one, I'm only rehabbing it, and then I'm renting it out, which I've already rehabbed, and I've already had the lease on, and the tenants are moving in next week, or actually this weekend.
Okay. Do you focus more on buying, fixing, and reselling, or buying, fixing, and holding properties as rentals, and why?
Currently, I'm really just looking for properties to be able to rent out.
Okay.
And I think it has more with, you know, what kind of risk at this point that I'm able to handle. You can find out that when you're trying to rent out a home, like a very, you know, three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage house, you post in the green sheet, you market right, you market the home right, you can rent out a home within a week. I think I've seen situations where if you're trying to flip a home, you know, it's not the right time, or you're not having buyers, where I believe I've seen people hold on to the home a little bit longer than they, you know, thought they would have at a certain point.
Okay. When doing your rehabs, have you been able to find reliable contractors? And if so, how have you gone about locating those contractors, finding somebody that you can trust?
Most of the contractors I've used so far have been a contractor that's, you know, within a real estate investment club called Lifestyles. For the three rental properties that I have, I've actually used a different contractor each time. And every time I find a home, I bring out several contractors just to try to get a comfort level of each one. And at this point, you know, they've all done a good job so far, but I'm still kind of trying to find that go-to contractor and just trying to figure out, you know, which one, you know, provides the best service and best price at the same time.
Right. And I think that'll come over time. I like that you said that whenever you're looking for a contractor, you have a couple of them come out and kind of assess, you know, mm-hmm. the rehab and get kind of like doing kind of like a bid process and kind of finding out, you know, different prices. So that way you have, you know, some information to compare to. So I think that's a really good tip for other investors. Do you hold properties in your own name or in a company name, and why?
I hold properties in my own name, and I haven't actually really looked into having it in a company name yet at this point. I know that, you know, if you hold it in your own name, be wise to, I guess, have a umbrella liability insurance coverage, which I also don't have at this point either. So maybe I'm doing it all wrong, but I just have everything under my name and haven't really looked at having it under a company name yet.
Right. Do you mind sharing with us the purchase price, the estimated cost of repairs, and the ARV in this property, and in your case, the rent?
I purchased the house for $56,000. I had got it appraised at $90,000. I went all in on repairs of approximately $10,500. I think I'm total out of pocket between $10,000 and $11,000.
Okay.
And I'm renting it out for $1,025. And I expect to generate around $400 cash flow on a month-to-month basis.
Jerry, do you have any tips that you'd like to share with us and with other investors that you think might be helpful with them starting out?
Yeah, I think starting out, I think it's very good to be very patient. You know, until you find that right deal, the one that you're comfortable with. I went through a lot of situations where I ended up pulling out on deals because the numbers just didn't work out right in the end. And I think, you know, over time, as I've been getting better at evaluating deals and, you know, being more patient, I think I'm finding the right deals better now than I did before.
Okay. Well, Jerry, I think we've got a lot of good tips here for new investors starting out. We thank you for your time, and I believe that's it for the day.
Okay. Well, thank you, Heather.
Thank you.